Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. You're tuned in today for Fire on the Earth. So glad to have you here. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. All the programs are archived there. We've been focusing the week around yesterday's celebration of the Transfiguration. There's so much revealed to us that's totally relevant to where our lives are today. Every single person on the planet, but especially those who are baptized into Christ. What's captured in just the readings yesterday of the gospel account from Luke on the Transfiguration, what's revealed about God's plan and purpose, and what is shown in, you know, the Father glorifies his Son, and the apostles get a glimpse of the glory and majesty of Jesus at a level they had never seen it. And they realized, and Moses and Elijah were present talking to Jesus. And Moses, as we said all week here, representing the law of God, Elijah the prophets, and the ones who prophesied the coming of the Messiah, and that the Messiah must suffer and die. And these two mysteries together, Jesus is dying, Jesus is Passover. Luke described it as Moses and Elijah spoke of Jesus' exodus and the passing through he was going to make in so many ways, the parallel between the Passover of the people of Israel and what's going to be happening with Jesus in his own death and resurrection. And the apostles didn't understand fully, even after the Transfiguration, they didn't fully understand. But God, the Father in his mercy, who really came to them in the cloud and his voice saying, "This is my beloved, listen to him." I think one of the simplest things, friends, is we take away those words from the Transfiguration, it might be the most important thing of all, to ask ourselves the question, do you believe with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength that he indeed is the only Son of God from all eternity that took on human flesh to become one of us, to save us, and bring us home to the Father? Those who bear the image of the Father, whose image has been marred by sin, those who were made to be in the family of God, to image their Father, to live in freedom, to walk as sons and daughters of God, but instead are now enslaved and alienated and constant identity crises and unsettled in our souls and in our hearts and in our minds and always subject to the devil's temptations of new images that we can put on ourselves to find meaning or to get people's attention or to feel like we're somebody, that constant struggle. And that's the sin-sick condition of the human heart. That's the orphan spirit. We've lost touch with who God the Father is and where we come from and why we're here and where we're going. And the readings yesterday were so beautiful in how it oriented us to that. And of course, the second reading of the day was Peter, who was there, had been there, right, at Transfiguration, who's telling everyone, reminding everybody, it wasn't some crazy myth that we preached to you. We preached to you Jesus Christ, the Lord. We preached to you the man, and that what we saw, the prophetic thing we saw, the glory and the voice of God the Father. All we did, Peter said, is testify to you to what we know is absolutely true and what was to be fulfilled in Jesus. And so there was a moment of great light for the apostles, Peter, James, and John, but it's the kind of thing they held in their heart. At the end of the reading, it said they didn't tell anybody about it. And I think that's what the Lord wanted them not to tell anybody about it. But they were key players among the apostles that the Father was working and the Father was making known the Son. And so we see that today, the dynamic in the gospel reading, Matthew 16. It says, Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" That is the fundamental question for everybody in the church, outside the church. It's critical for every believer, not only once, but at least once, to imagine and be there standing before the Lord, and the Lord asks you, "Who do you say that I am?" Here's what the others said. Some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah. Still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? I want to know. And so now he's heard about from them about what the multitudes were saying, but he wants to know what his friends are saying, the inner ring. And of course, Jesus, his closest were the three, Peter, James, and John, and then the 12, and then the 70. He's asking now his most intimate friends, who do you say that I am? Now, those who have been baptized into Christ, he said, I call you friends. And it's a question he wants to ask us again and again throughout our lives. Peter, who do you say that I am? Sally, who do you say that I am? I mean, it's really a critical question, and it matters to the Lord, just like it does here with his friends. Listen to how he responds. Simon Peter said in reply, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said to him in reply, oh, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. Just stop there for a minute. Jesus was overjoyed. He knew that Peter could not make that confession without the help of the Father. No one comes to me unless the Father draws him. Happy are you, blessed are you. He's so delighted for Simon because Simon, he knew the Father was showing Peter who he is. And then Jesus says to him, now, Peter, listen to the brothers. Flesh and blood hasn't given this to you. It's not the result of your own wisdom or your own resources or what you heard from A, B, or C. No, this is from my Father. The time is here. It's happening. And so I say to you, Peter, upon this rock, I will build my church. The gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against you. I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I really wonder how much of that Peter understood at the moment. But here it is. Where does the papacy come from? Where does the apostolic succession come from? What does the Catholic Church stand on? Where's the foundation of its claims? Right here. It's a fundamental place. So I say to you, Peter, and he's the rock. Just think about Rome after 2,000 years. You can go to Rome, all these other kingdoms that have passed, Rome that's gone, others that have come and gone, and right there, on the bones of Peter stands St. Peter's, the place where the Holy Father dwells, where he leads the people of God, the descendant of Peter. It's amazing when you think about the gift of the church and what the Lord has accomplished. And it began with Peter's confession. Because Peter was right, because he confessed with all his heart, because Jesus knew the Father's plan is unfolding, and he rejoiced, and he said, Peter, the Father gave this to you. He showed you. Now listen, this is who you are. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm going to give you, and you're going to rule. I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and what you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This is what happens. The bishops of the world are united to Peter. Priests are serving, are united to the bishop and to Peter. And they can loose, they can say, you know, I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And there's more decisions that Peter has made throughout the history of the church, but it started here. And then Jesus said, then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ, to keep the secret. And said, from that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and to suffer greatly from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and to be killed on the third day, be raised. This is part of what we saw yesterday in the Transfiguration, when Moses and Elijah were speaking to Jesus about the exodus that he was going to pass through, the journey, where it was going to lead. It was going to lead to Calvary. It was going to lead to the final battle between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. It was going to be mano a mano. What began in the desert with Jesus and the devil was going to reach its apex. The devil making his final move where he thought he had victory. He was blinded by his pride. He killed the Son of God. And in that, it brought down his entire kingdom of darkness and slavery because Jesus broke the power of sin and death. It was his blood offered for us. I mentioned on Tuesday. It's his pure, holy, precious blood that is the means by which human beings are washed clean by the stain of sin and its enslaving power over our lives. It was the offering of love. Sheep and goats, sacrificing of sheep and goats can't get it done. But here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So Jesus began to tell the apostles, that intimate circle of friends, what he was going to endure. And then Peter, the very one who got the keys, bursts out just like he did. Who do you say that I am? And he got it right. And then Peter jumps in and he said, God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. And you're thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. See, Peter's battle with the flesh, relying on his own understanding, not yet fully animated by the power and presence of the Holy Spirit in his own life. And Jesus said, you're not thinking as God does. And he just was thinking as God did just a few minutes before, because it was the Father that revealed that truth to him. But here's the struggle in Peter, and it's a struggle in the human heart. Yes to Jesus, no to Jesus, yes to Jesus, no to Jesus, that goes on. We have better understanding. We have more wisdom. You know, we rely on our own understanding, despite what famous passage from Proverbs 3 says, you know, do not rely on your own understanding, but radically abandon your mind, your heart, your will to the will of God. Let your mind be touched by the Holy Spirit. That's what it means to be Christian, to come alive in the Spirit, to have a renewed mind, a fresh spiritual way of thinking, and to think like God thinks, because we have the love of God in us, renewing us and healing us, giving us experiential knowledge of the love of God. And the voice of God is present in our lives, teaching us, revealing this to us. But man, did he give it to Peter. Get behind me, Satan. We got a big exclamation point here in the gospel. You're an obstacle to me, Peter. Wow. Wow. That's what happens when we rely on our own understanding. And I guarantee you, friends, if you haven't, and if we don't make a commitment every day to get up, Lord Jesus, I entrust my life to you, and walk in him and read the word of God, stay alive, keep our faith alive, regular celebration of the Mass, getting to confession, praying the rosary, all these things that we're given, the teaching of the lives of the saints that can inspire us, we've got to do battle and say yes to the work of the Holy Spirit in us that is giving us a fresh new spiritual way of thinking so we can walk with the Lord until he comes again. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.